What was your first job?
I was 16 years old, and a friend and I walked down the street from our high school and got a job at a restaurant or food shop called the Fatted Calf. And we served ham, roast beef, or a combination of ham and roast beef sandwiches. And there were a few assorted items that went with that. I worked there for 2 years till I graduated from high school.
And what was your job? Did you have to make the sandwiches or serve them or what?
Yes, it was like a fast food. It was an early fast food place, and we did everything. We sliced the meat. We made the sandwiches. We served them. We were cashiers. We did cleanup. We did it all.
And then what did you do after you graduated from high school?
When I graduated from high school, I went to work in a dog kennel in Pennsylvania, where I was a kennel girl.
What's that?
I took care of feeding and cleaning the dogs in the kennel and assisting the woman that I worked for, who was a professional handler.
So who... Was it like a boarding place for dogs, or was it something?
Yeah, it was boarding and breeding. They bred Airedale Terriers and a German breed called a Yack Terrier.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, they're black and tan terriers that come in three coats. They have smooth coats, rough coats, and broken coats, kind of like Jack Russells, except they were black and tan.
How big are they?
Same size as Jack Russell's.
So how long did you work there?
Worked there for about 7 months or 8 months. And then I came back to St. Louis. That was in Pennsylvania. I came back to St. Louis and worked at an office for a while. And then I worked in... department store. I was in the notions department. So I've done a lot of retail.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Arkansas, and I went to college down there for a year, and then went to work for Animal Behavior Enterprises.
So what did you study in college, and how come you didn't finish?
I just took general courses in college, and I guess I just kind of got bored with it and just kind of lost interest and went a year and dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the job at the animal place, and that was pretty exciting for me.
So what was animal behavior?
We trained animals for research and what do you call it? Show type
entertainment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We trained chickens and ducks and rabbits and raccoons, and I worked with white-necked ravens and dolphins. Yeah, all kinds of things. So
you worked with they had dolphins.
Yeah, not actually at the. They had another facility. They had a training facility, and then they had a show place that was open to the public and had a parrot show or a macaw show and a dolphin show. And the dolphins were actually trained somewhere else and then sent to us, and we showed them. Mm-hmm. And we did some training of dolphins there.
Did you have to get in the water with them?
No, luckily, because I don't know how to swim.
Oh, that's right. So, what was your favorite kind of animal to train?
I guess I liked the macaws the best, because they were so smart, and I had a special one that I called him Big Red after the Cardinals, because he was called a green wing macaw, but he's mostly red with a green on his wing. And he took a shine to me, and he liked me. just kind of out of the blue. And he would do things like he'd be in the middle of a show and he'd see me in the audience and he'd come either walk or fly to me, however. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun.
So that's where you met Dad?
Yeah, that's where I met your father.
And he had the same job as you?
Yeah, now he did mostly training. He didn't do any of the actual showman showing.
How come?
Because he had long hair and a beard. And he was a hippie, and they didn't, you had to be clean cut to do shows back in the 70s in Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
So Dad said he quit because of ethical reasons.
Yeah, he didn't want to train marijuana dogs.
Marijuana sniffing dogs.
Yeah.
There was other stuff too, right?
That was it mostly. I'm trying to remember what he was working on.
He said they wanted to train dolphins to plant explosives or something. Is that true?
I don't know if they were planting explosives. They were doing some kind of spy work with dolphins and with the white-necked ravens. They were doing spy work. And with the seagulls and cormorants, They were doing spy work.
Were these animals getting trained for the government or for
yes,
private?
Yes, actually. They were for the government. We had to sign... They read papers to us that said we wouldn't talk about anything with anybody else. We had security clearances, and they had night watchmen to guard the papers and the animals. And This was all funded by the government. And it seems to me that I'm trying to think of what year that kind of dried up. The government ran out of money and They didn't.
So how long did you and Dad both work there for?
I'd have to think about it. I think I worked there longer than your dad. '69 or '70 to 72. And then after your dad and I got married, I went back to work a couple of times. Just working with the macaws, training the macaws, or with giving shows at IQ Zoo.
And then what happened?
And then we moved up to St. Louis from Arkansas. And that's when I worked for Three Creek Farm. Took care of the horses and the dogs.
How'd you get the job?
I answered an ad in the newspaper that said reliable person needed for a horse farm, and I figured, well, I was reliable. So I think she hired me. We had no horse experience, but I think she called Animal Behavior and talked to them about your dad and I and thought we sounded interesting. And so she was intrigued and hired us.
So what was that like? Like, what did you have to do?
Oh, it was taking care of the animals was fun. It was just a farm and feeding and cleaning and I don't know, fixing fence and putting up bales of hay. And then they also had a little, what would you call it, a little antique shop, kind of gift shop. And I worked for that. I did that for a while for them. And that's how I got back into retail. And I always said, oh, God, don't let me die in retail.
Why?
Just because it's so... can be so difficult.
What is difficult about it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words now.
Is it difficult for you because you have Parkinson's now, or is it difficult anyway?
I think it's difficult anyway. I think the Parkinson's doesn't help. The Parkinson's exacerbates the... I would always have found myself, if I didn't have a script, at a loss for words. And like I say, the Parkinson's exacerbates that.
Mm-hmm. So did you have health insurance at any job you've had before your current job?
Yes, I had health insurance when I worked for Animal Behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had pretty good insurance. And then for a couple of years when I worked for the farm, I worked for the farm for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of those years I had health insurance. And then I took the job at Deerberg's, which is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And they have great health insurance. So I feel very lucky to have kind of landed in that job.
Kinda. So if you didn't have health insurance, do you know how much your Parkinson's medication would cost?
I see the numbers on the prescriptions, and it's like a prescription that costs me $10 a month with the insurance would cost 70 something without the insurance.
And you have three prescriptions.
And I take three prescriptions. My monthly, two of the prescriptions are $10,
mm-hmm.
and one prescription is $40. And that's with the insurance.
So you pay $60 a month for your medication with insurance.
And the one that's 40 would be over 100
without.
Yeah, and I don't think I could afford it. And it's the medication that makes the primary drug last longer. It it enhances the...
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I mean, I don't have to take that, but it's...
Well, what would it be like for you if you didn't take it?
The one medication wouldn't be as effective.
Mm-hmm. So, and also you get a lot of help from Dad.
Oh, totally. Yes. He dresses me just about when I can dress myself, but if I'm in a hurry, like trying to get to work, I'm slow. And so he helps me with buttons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just straightening, like sometimes I'm not as flexible. I don't know if that's part of its age or
mm-hmm.
Parkinson's or what, but I'm not as flexible to smooth things down. And
he cooks.
He cooks. He
blow dries your hair.
He does the laundry.
Uh-huh. So what do you think...
Which is partly laziness.
But what do you think it would be like for somebody who had Parkinson's...
Without a caregiver?
Yeah. Without, like, if you were divorced or had never been married or if Dad was dead, like, do you think you would be able to get by on your own?
At this point, I think I would. I wouldn't have as good a quality...
Mm-hmm.
Because even simple things like when I do get shaky, just touching him, like holding his hand makes the shaking kind of less prominent or less...
Mm-hmm.
So the quality of life would be different. I mean, of course, you can always do things.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
On your own.
At a certain point, somebody might not be able to.
Right, right. I mean, luckily, I have absolutely no problem with balance, which mm-hmm. is a big issue. I mean, I talked to one lady with Parkinson's whose first symptom was her falling over backwards.
Mm.
And I thought, thank God, you know,
mm.
that... I don't have any issue with balance. I'm still able to work, which is a blessing. And
so if you have to work to keep your insurance?
Yes, at this point, yes. Although I'm 62.
Mm-hmm.
I was just 62, so I could get Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
But my insurance is good, and I'm able to work. And
would you work even if you didn't have to keep the insurance?
I'd work just because I want to work. Like, if I had no disability, I would want to work just to keep active and to, because I feel like it's makes me, I'm kind of a slug if I don't have something to do. I can kind of be lazy, but if I have a job to do, then I'm active and up, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, even if I didn't have if I didn't have to worry about insurance, I'd still want to work
mm-hmm.
just to keep active.
Mm-hmm.